All right, this is our mastermind call for October 19th, just a few days away from our first eclipse of the eclipse pattern coming in on the 25th, and then we'll have another one on November 8th, so just keep in mind we're in that rock and roll period of time already, so things are shifting and changing. And just a reminder, I will be putting out the update. It probably won't hit your member site till Friday morning. Yeah, by the time my assistant gets it up there, but you'll have it in plenty of time. And I am going to, we have a small group tonight. I'm going to talk to you, answer your questions or whatever subjects you want to go into. And I'm not going to talk about the eclipse too much because I'm going to do an update about it. And I really encourage you to watch that update. But I do want to talk about a little bit about the energy of that's going along with this eclipse, the energy, and I will weave this into the eclipse update, but I think I'm just going to talk about this a little bit now, which is on the day that we go into the eclipse, then that same day, it's a new moon. And that day is Diwali, the festival of Diwali, the festival of light. And that festival of Diwali always happens when the new moon happens in Libra in this time of the year. And it just so happens that the eclipse happens on that day too, when we're having, so it's kind of a double thing. And I'll talk about this a little bit in the update, but I kind of wanted to bring this in here. So we could bring in a practice with this too. Welcome, Rebecca. Welcome, April. And with Diwali, it's always at this when we're going into the dark season. So it's always right after the equinox that we have Diwali starts. And it's really a time that we want to bring in. It's really the underlying message is bring the light to whatever it is. You know, we're not going to have in the northern hemisphere of the world, we're not going to have so much light on the outside. So it's that reminder that, you know, find the light within and bring the light to whatever it is. You know, don't depend on someone else or something else to bring the light. You bring the light. You find the light of consciousness within you and you bring the light. And that's really the message of Diwali. And Diwali is also, you know, it's signified by a festival with lights. It specifically happens when the new moon in Libra is in Swati next nakshatra. And I will keep saying I will. I teach you some about the nakshatras with the new and the full moon update, but I will put that all into an organized system so you can learn more about the nakshatras and which ones are affecting you. Now, in your chart, if you have planets in Swati nakshatra, it'll say that right on your chart, and this eclipse will be more potent for you. Welcome for those of you who just hopped on. I'm not going to do a full eclipse update here. I'm going to record it for you, and then it'll be on your member site probably Friday morning. But I'm just talking about the fact that Diwali happens, the festival of light, and really us bringing, as we go into the dark time, bringing the light during this time. So along with this, though, the mythology that goes along with this is very indicative of Hanuman, of Rama and Sita. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit about this mythology, and you can just kind of glean and take from it whatever you can. So Libra in general is a place of relationships and agreements, but it rules something specific in your chart depending on what house that is. And the nakshatra of Swati is means to scatter, and it also means to gather. So it's kind of both of those energies. It's ruled by Vayu. It's ruled by the wind. You can scatter things, but also can gather things. So breath work is really important if you have planets in Swati or during this eclipse time on the 25th, and even starting now, because the moon, let me backtrack here. Yeah, Venus is in Swati right now. It just came into Libra and it's in Swati. So breath practices, pranayama, any breathing practices, super useful for helping to calm the chitta. It's really calming the monkey mind, and especially during the eclipses, that really gets agitated. And so, we have some breathing practices built into some of our meditations, and like the in the empath training, the freedom process is very much built on a breathing pattern. So is the allowing and receiving meditation. If you know how to do nostril breathing, or just even paying attention to your breath, super powerful, especially during that eclipse time and around it, for calming the mind. Because once you've, in yogic terms, once you've mastered your breath, then you have you gather your energy when you've mastered your breath. And that gives us the ability then to use that energy and not have it scattered all over the place like it can in this particular placement. So, and then we can really have, mindfulness over our thoughts. So in the mythology that goes along with this, as I mentioned, Hanuman, and Hanuman is very much representative of Mars energy. Okay, Hanuman's connected to the Mars energy. And Hanuman was the great monkey warrior in the great mythology. It's really a hero's journey with Rama and Sita. And Rama is the king, which is the soul, the sun. And then Sita is the queen, which is the moon, which are all involved with this eclipse. So it is very evoking Hanuman during this time, and listening to or chanting the Hanuman Chalisa, which is a really long chant. Krishna Das has many versions of the Hanuman Chalisa, which are all wonderful. I've memorized for years. I've known like about two-thirds of that of the Hanuman Chalisa, and someday I'll sit my butt down and memorize the last third and not have to pull out the paperwork for that third. I know how to play it too, but until I especially if you're leading it, you have to memorize the whole darn thing. But it's super, super powerful. So I encourage listening to any of Hanuman's chants, whether you are chanting them or not. When you're listening to mantra, your mind is with the words. It's super powerful for just calming the mind, pulling in the energy, and being able to the purpose of that, and the purpose of Hanuman gathering that prana is then to be self-disciplined to be the honorable warrior, but to gives us really the courage to have power over our own thoughts and the places, and be disciplined in the places where, like during the solar eclipse, like it's like shining the light into some of the dark corners of the soul, or the places we're unconscious or doing things we don't want to do. It's like those places can get illuminated, and the energy of Hanuman helps us to gather our energy and be disciplined in what we need to do, whether that's to clear those thoughts, clear that in a pattern, or whether it's just a no, I'm not going to think about that, hone our minds. It gives us that's one of the great uses of the honorable warrior, is that self-discipline to be on right action instead of having our energy, hugely scattered. So this eclipse coincides with Diwali. It's a place of, again, bringing the light, not expecting someone else to bring the light. You bring the light, and you do the practices you need to actually be in touch with your light and show up with it, because I guarantee you're not going to see it outside of you in a lot of places. And so that's one of the beautiful things about this particular time. So I just wanted to share that bit about what's, Diwali coinciding with this particular eclipse. Diwali always happens when coinciding with the nakshatra Swati, and it's a powerful place. This will be a powerful eclipse. So anyway, you'll get the rest of the eclipse update in the actual update that I am creating for you. Just have to sit down and or stand up and record it, and then you'll have it. But a highly changeable period of time. And just remember, even now, start keeping things simple. Keep things simple in your schedule. So during eclipses, unexpected things and choices show up. And if life is simple enough during that time, we are going to be able to make the decisions we need to make in the moment, even though I always say don't make important decisions. The fact is you're going to have to make some decisions. And so making decisions, having your enough of your mind focused enough and enough presence, whatever does arise, you can make a decision on it. But the things you can defer to a later time that are important, then I say defer them to a later time, okay? Because again, we can't see clearly during this period of time. And that's really, we're kind of already in it. So when, you know, when you watch the update, again, you'll notice in your chart, oh, do I have planets there? Some of you are private clients, so I've talked to you personally about this. And if you have planets there, or you're running the soul cycle of the mystic, the magician, the sun, or the moon, it will be more intense for you. And so if that's the case, if you're like, oh, wow, I think that's going to be more intense for me, err on the side of keeping things simpler, being more grounded. It's a very, very powerful eclipse for transformational work because Swati is one of the most mystical nakshatras. It's like your spiritual practice is like tenfold. So, it, you know, make time for those, for the inner journey during that time. All right, my dears, I'm gonna just open up the floor for those of you who jump in with your shares, your questions, your celebrations, your topics you wanna go into. And I'm excited to connect in with all of you.
Erin, you wanna go? All right, I'll go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi, everyone.
Hello.
I think some months ago, you and I talked about going through a transformation. And, you know, I was so overconfident. I thought, oh, I got this, you know, piece of cake.
You are an Aries ascendant. Okay.
And then I thought, oh, my God, holy shit. Sorry, I don't swear, but here I am. This
Sometimes
is
it's very important too, you know, it's okay.
This is, I'm not even sure how to take it, so I kind of laugh about things and just let it roll. But as we're heading into Diwali, I wanted to ask, is there, I think what I see coming forward now is me stepping into my I am presence, you know, claiming it more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working. It's just a slow thing. So heading into Diwali, is there anything I can do to really make things easier? Or when does things end and when does the new,
absolutely.
The fun part begin?
Absolutely. So as you probably caught the tail end of, I was talking about how Hanuman is and chanting the Hanuman Chalisa, and I know that you do mantra. It is really super powerful for always for you anyway, because Hanuman is very representative of the Mars energy, the Honorable Warrior energy, and is very connected to is one of the rulers, lords of this nakshatra, and very, very connected to it. And that's where Diwali is happening in Swati. And so it's about the spiritual discipline and not just, okay, I'm going to do my meditation, but it's the how calming the thoughts, you know, so that's clearing whatever you need to, not letting the mind go in the wrong places in order to amplify that I am energy for you, then you have to make sure that you're not in the I am not energy, right?
No, that's not possible for me because I manifest things like that when I'm in that space. On the reverse, it's not so true. You know, it does come, but it's on that side, no. Things work too fast.
So you want to make sure that you are very, very mindful and really bring in the practices, the breathing practices, and the and you can use any of our meditations or like the freedom practice, which is really the freedom process, which is in the empath training, the allowing and receiving meditation, again, really works with the breath. There's others that work with the breath. I don't know if I put the three-part breathing process in the member site. That'd be a good question. I should look in there and see if it's in there. So really working with the breath, because when we really hone the breath, now we've quieted the mind. Now we have control of the mind. Mind's not, it's like harnessing the mind. It's the mind running all over the place. So, and then I would encourage you, and you particular, some of you I could say mantra to, and you're like, yeah, whatever. But I know for you that mantra is part of your life and you're in a belief system for you. So I would say really bring in Hanuman's mantras and really lean into that, because Hanuman's mantras are all about, give me the courage, give me the strength to do the right thing, to be in right mind and right action. And in truth, Mars itself is very, that's the divine purpose of Mars is right action. It's just that, you know, sometimes we're not aligned and then we're not necessarily in right action. So right action doesn't always mean physical action. You know, it's that takes that discipline. So we're in the, we have to be in the right mind, right, to be in the right action.
Okay.
And this eclipse, you know, it'll rattle everybody in its own way. But it's a restart. And so remember that with a restart, the solar eclipses are always like, ah, something's going to shift. Something's going to change trajectory. It'll play out over a 6-month period of time. But anything that looks like it's fallen away, you need to just surrender and say goodbye. Because unfortunately, we're not given, you know, we're not given, we have to let go in this way first and then embrace the space before something moves into the space. But we, like, especially in our 3D mind and mentality, we want the thing we want before we're gonna let go of the old thing, you know? And it just, the divine just doesn't work that way with these aspects. It just doesn't. We have to go into surrender. So the surrender process is also super useful for that. Anything if you don't feel like you have control over, which is what most of life, no. Anything you don't feel like you have or command over, or if there's something that's really like bothering you that you're like, God, it's, you know, I've tried everything with this and I, you know, use the surrender process. That is so powerful for handing it over to the divine. In the blueprint, it's in the expansion trainings, and in the sacred wealth circle, it's in the advanced section in one of the later modules. So the surrender process is super, super, super powerful as well.
You should hear some of my conversations when I, you know, it gets very interesting. Because, you know, when I go there, I can pull my heart out and just leave it there. So I can, so that I can continue being silly or, you know, playful. And let things roll. So
yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Instead of getting weighted down by what's not happening or all the things that, yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is. But anywhere we can free ourselves up from what we think it should be, we're opening the door. What we think it should be is very different than what I intend for it to be. The I think it should be is sort of the black and white kind of thinking and right, wrong, this, that. It's very polarized, where intention, where I intend it to be, is like, I know, I'm holding the energy line. You know, it's way more magnetic.
Right. Thanks. One day at a time.
One day at a time. One day, one breath at a time, one day at a time. Yep. Good job.
Thanks.
Who is next? You have to unmute if you're going to talk, Karen. You still have to,
there we go. I found it.
Good job.
I feel like I'm really doing pretty nicely. I'm working on my ideal client meditation, and I'm getting inquiries for lessons. I'm also, you know how I'm at the school, I'm also getting extra students. They're going to set me up with more students now.
Okay.
Like probably five to eight more. And I'm excited about that. And I'm doing some things with I'm working on my eating and exercising and all that, and things are moving at a nice place there. And I was just wondering, I had this thought. I remember back in the spring, I felt like I had a really good streak of just feeling really good. And now it's fall and I'm feeling really good. Is there a thing about what seasons we tend to thrive in more? I don't know if that's a relevant question, but.
No, that's a great question. Yes and no. So yes, in the fact that some people thrive more in the, you know, in the sun and the warmth and the spring. Some people, you know, really love the fall time. Some people are really winter people. You know, it kind of depends on where your where your planets are. You know, there's mm-hmm. definitely a piece of that. You know, like for instance, where your planet is more in a springtime placement. Okay, it's kind of in the early spring, because it's in Pisces, which is kind of in the early springtime.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so there's definitely a thing with that. And also when I look at somebody's planets, like depending on the nakshatra, it's the elements that they're, you know, some like it hot, you know, and some don't. Some like it cool. It's just, yeah. You blipped out there.
Yeah, I did. But it's because it should be fine now. But
it's fine.
I probably missed what you had to say there.
Oh, I just said yes, they can be relevant. It depends on where your planet is in your chart. Tends to have something to do with that. Yes.
To be looking for or watching out for with this eclipse, can you remind me?
Yeah, so and or then the update will come out.
What come area? Out even in a nutshell, yeah,
hang on just a second.
Okay,
so I just want to pull up your chart. Okay, so for you, Karen, this is just gonna mess with you totally. So this is this is on your ascendant. So this is on your ascendant and on your moon and the planet that rules your health, Jupiter, your great teacher. So these eclipses are super pivotal for you because it's on your ascendant. Libra is your ascendant, Lord. So you're going through personal changes you're going through. You're doing some deep letting go. You're doing some letting go in your consciousness. You're doing some letting go and changing around career. But in that letting go, you're making space for new things to come in. You've been going through this since last spring. And the next eclipse will be causing transformations in your house of intimate partnership, as well as home. I would say even students at some level. And finances and pulling you out in the world. But this eclipse, you know, for you and you Libra ascendants, I was just doing a reading for somebody just before this who was also a Libra ascendant. And these shifts are really deep. So you do want to give yourself space.
Okay.
Everyone wants to give themselves space. All right. But it's hitting your moon and your ascendant. So I want you to really.
It feels like you're saying it's going to affect every part of my life.
Well, you. So it's for Karen, it's your ascendant and it's four planets on top of
yeah.
that. So if not everybody's like, I don't have any planets in this access, you know?
Yeah. Venus, okay.
And then let's throw another component in, and I'll talk about this in the update, but Venus is getting eclipsed in this eclipse pattern. It's combust the sun, and that's your planet personally. So here's the thing. It's not all big, bad, and ugly.
No.
But this is such a potent time for transformation. And if you go into this going, and your moon is in Swati too. Yeah, right where this is going down. This is great. Okay, so you just want to make sure that you are giving yourself some time. I want you to think of this as like all those transformations that I feel that I'm on the edge of and I wanted to have happen. Whoa, this is like such a restart for me in so many areas of life that I've already kind of restarted since the spring. And so this is another activation point. So I'm going to make sure that if I have whatever I want to clear, I'm just going to do some stream of thought. This is great for everybody, and write down everything that I know that I really want to let go of. And this is a great time to just like, whether you burn it, whether you do a clearing process on it, whether it's an intention just to surrender it over, but this is a restart for you. It can be stressful because it's going to hit your moon and your sun. Okay. So I would say, just make sure you keep your schedule as light as possible and don't be around a bunch of people because your empath is really going to be activated.
Okay. So, all right. That's really good information.
Spiritual practice and creativity. Like you might just find some really cool stuff opens up for you. Now with the solar eclipse, it's not an lunar eclipse. Things happen boom in the moment, unexpected, but solar eclipse is a gradual shift over the next few months.
Okay. Yep. All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
And moon, remember, is your career planet, your business planet. Mm.
So
you've already made some of those shifts. So you're making the shifts.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Good.
And whatever you're making space for, it's just because you're shifting direction a little bit.
There's
coming in.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good.
All right. Who's next? Unmute and talk to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I have put myself for like the last several weeks in a push this fall, and I knew that would be sort of happening, and now I'm, you know, living it. And it's not my favorite, but I'm getting there, and I think I'm close to the end of it. So one, let's remember what it feels like to be in this level of push and maybe not schedule all the things. And I'm hoping that there's going to be this also sort of break, and I also feel the something is coming, which is interesting to me because I don't always sense things like that. But then when you were talking about our launch date, November 15th, and all the stuff, and Mars is even in my house of publishing, which is really specific. I'm kind of curious both about that and then about like a feeling a pause and what might be coming. I don't have to know specifically, of course, but I don't know. I'm just like sensing probably more, again, everything that you've probably said to do. And is there something else that I could be aware of? Or
yeah, change is coming around home for you. And there's still this letting go around home. There's things that just don't serve, and your Venus is right in the nakshatra of Swati also. So Venus rules home for you, the connector. It's strong. It's in that, it's right in Swati nakshatra, even though this eclipse is happening like at 7 degrees, it's a partial solar. It's not a full solar. You know, it's your Venus is at 12 degrees. But see, the moon is your ruling planet. So you're always going through the emotional roller coaster. It's just part of being a Cancer ascendant because the moon's always moving around. And then the moon is part of the eclipse, both eclipses. The sun is part of both of the eclipses. The moon is our consciousness. So you will tend to, and then also for people who are solar ascendants, Leo ascendants, you tend to feel these things even more so. But for you, there's a, There is a shift in home, and I know that you're not clear what that is yet, but there is some letting go around either attachment to home or how home is, or how your home, I don't know, what's coming up is how your home serves you or doesn't serve you. There's some clarification around that that's brewing. And it feels like there is a shift in your trajectory around home, which is also happiness in your heart. And also, just by the by, check in on your mother, because that's the Venus is your mother in your chart too. So is the moon. So there is something wanting to clear out. You know, there's a restart that wants to happen. And then that's also happening. You know, home is the fourth house, is a moksha house. It's a spiritual house. So why is home and vehicles and property the fourth house, which also rules the heart? Why is that a spiritual house, a moksha house? It's because home is our retreat from the world. Home is where we're in our PJs, and the home is where we're just the way we are, right? It's our retreat from the world. Hopefully that's why we want home to be a calm, peaceful place where we can pull back and you know, have a let go from the world. But there's a shift happening for you there. So, and my sense is just, again, how the space either supports you or costs you. There's just and what you're willing to compromise and what you're not willing to compromise. And I know you're going through, you know, kids are gonna be getting older. You know, there's things, change is afoot, whether it happens now or not, but it feels like there's gonna be something like a new awareness around what that's gonna be for you, okay? It also rules community for you. So there is, so I didn't want you to publish during this time because Venus also rules your 11th house of publishing. It's really the 11th house of relationships and group type relationships. But also when I look for publishing, and specifically Rebecca was looking to when to publish the next of her books within her. So that's why I'm going to look at the third house, what's going on with writing and what's going on with publishing. And so, you know, we had Mercury and stuff retrograde for a while and in your house of writing. So that wasn't useful to make progress on, but now that it's direct, you've made more progress. And then we want that planet of publishing to be in a good position for you when you actually do publish. So I didn't want that to happen during the eclipse, and that Venus is going to move into on November 11th is going to move into Scorpio and get aspected by Jupiter, which is going to be much better than where it is with the nodes of the moon. So yeah, not all things are, not all timing is created equal, but I think there's just things happen, community. There is some letting go around and shift around groups, community, organizations. Feels like it's connected to your work to me. You know, and that makes space for new ones coming in as well. So give yourself a little, for you, I would really give yourself some space, as much space as you can, away from other people, you know. So if you're teaching that day or whatever, just at least give yourself the evening or whatever to just, you know, do some of your own practice and not be, you're going to be extra empath sensitive. So bubble space and, the freedom technique process is super great for letting go of other people's energy.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's helpful. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Puts me on a little like sort of frame, and then we'll see what comes from there. And it also makes sense too.
And then this next eclipse on the 8th of November, which I will of course do an update to, that's the full lunar eclipse. And it's a total lunar eclipse, and that's happening in your, that's going to hit your Mars pretty close too. That's happening in your house of career, but that's pulling you out in the world, but it also creates complication and annoyances. So you just have to be really careful with that eclipse, that you're not, and this is true for everyone with the November 8th eclipse and wherever it's happening in your chart. It's just it's a really highly emotional time, lunar eclipses, and then where Mars is going to be right afterwards. So with that one in particular, that's creating unexpected things in those few days, not a whole new trajectory or opportunities, but you must be very, very careful. Everyone must be about the opportunities that come around that lunar eclipse, that they are not going to complicate your life, rob you of your time and energy without much return. And that's not always easy to see in the moment. So how you navigate that, is this in alignment with my purpose? Or is it not in alignment with my purpose? It's real simple. But we don't always stop to answer that, asking and receive the answer to that question. It might look like an awesome opportunity, but is it really in alignment with your purpose? And is it really, and the other question for people like you who are real busy, which most of us are, is this going to rob me of my time and energy? And will there be an equal energy exchange? Either in, and sometimes people think that I have gotten so many opportunities for different speaking engagements, and I've been on tons of radio and interviews and all those things, but I have to be super discerning. I get them daily, but like, I don't need more recognition, but is it going to really connect with the kind of people that are really my people? That makes a huge difference. Like for you, it wouldn't make sense for you to have an opportunity for talking to a group of soccer coaches when you teach, you know, you teach spelling. Like they might think you're super cool and everything, but is it really, you know, does it lend to your people? Otherwise, because we only have so much time. And you'll continue, because it's in your 10th house, you'll continue to get those opportunities. And like you just had a great opportunity, and it was great, it was aligned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And okay. Note to self, and this is true for everyone, like you had said, like you're in a push time. If you don't want to be in push times, you want to, even if it's full, you want it to be a flow time, then what is it that you need to do to make that happen? Like I've been in a really full time for, you know, the last 5 weeks, at least maybe 6 weeks. It's just been really full. But it's not actually a push time. It's pretty full, but I'm not, one of the reasons it's not a push time is I don't have a lot of hard timelines. I'm working with a lot more people. I'm doing a lot of readings. I've got some interviews. I've got some, there's some timelines in there, but like if I would have thrown also, okay, I'm good. Like, in fact, I didn't do it. I was asked to write an article for a publication that goes to it's one of my book distributors, and it goes to all the bookstores, and they're, you know, twice a year thing. It's a great opportunity. I didn't have the bandwidth for it. I just didn't have the bandwidth for it. That would have put me in ultra push mode. So I just had to say no.
I might have said, but it's such a great opportunity. I can figure out a way to make that happen.
And well, you know, I did in the beginning. So it was on my list. And then I thought I'd let it sit there for a little while and see if I didn't have it in me to even push for it. So I had them to tell them, this is not going to work right now.
Yeah. Getting there, making some progress.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, April, anything you want to add, Jamie?
No, I don't have much. It's just your earlier spill on what Diwali really means. It's interesting. Because then in Singapore, we have four races, right? And the Indian New Year is coming.
Yes.
So then we've always thought it's like, you know, festival of lights. That's what they teach you when you were young, right? But then it brings a new perspective when you say you actually have to bring the light in yourself out.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's quite cool. And I kind of forgot that it's their New Year's. Also, I think I'm going to do some lastminute.com kind of celebration party, right? Because then I have a good about 50 foreign workers. So that's one. The second one is, I don't think I have that much updates like you have, except for the fact that I think to be in a state of being is actually quite important. So it really taught me, I think, just this week, that if we could raise our vibration and do the things that we really like, take care of ourselves, everything would flow. So I'm quite in a blank space. I don't have that, oh, I think this is going to come and hit me, or expecting something in the career house to change. I think it's also, maybe I'm not that aware what's happening, right?
Well,
I
don't know what houses
everything sits in.
I would say that you're actually in an open space. April's been working with the Mastering the Art of Being training. And if you haven't revisited that training in a while, I so suggest
it's fun.
Because it is the core. It's the core. Kiki's not here, but one of the things I did with Kiki was I created her own personal, I should do this with you guys as a group, her own personal recipe for what, basically for her state of being. So anything she wanted to do, that if we bring it back, well, what's the state of being I want to be in? And then what do I need to do to be in that state of being? Then you're just showing up and shining, right? Because you're gonna be in your gifts. And so if we come down to the very root and we take care of, we know the state of being we want to be in, maybe it's joy, maybe it's, you know, feeling more empowered or whatever it might be. Then if we take care of the root of what do I need to do to take care of this being? So I'm being, not thinking about it, not wishing I was, not mad at myself because I wasn't, but I'm actually being that. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that to everybody, April, because it's such a powerful, powerful concept.
Yeah, but it taught me quite a bit, right? So then almost in the mornings or at night when you kind of pop off or when you wake up, actually to be in your own state or in your own power, it will solve the rest of your day. So I find that it's quite a good recipe. If we all could revisit it, it would be fun. It would be amazing if we could just all be in the flow. Then that's all, because that's what I just learned. Just these few days, having the morning coffee, going for the morning runs, waking up, sleeping more, you know, that just rocks. That's all, right? And then everything would, the magic would happen throughout your day.
It does. And we know when we're not doing the thing, you know, if you don't get enough sleep, and it seems so basic, but it's so true. So it's just a great reminder. Maybe that really should be the next challenge we do, is just the state of the art of being challenge. That would be a great challenge for us to do. Yeah.
That's all for me.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for being here. Jamie, you want to hop on?
So, I guess the last time that we talked, you know, I talked about, like, you know, I was getting frustrated, you know, doing a lot of like bubbles and stuff to get away from people. And on the plus side of all the health issues this week, I've been able to be away from people. So that's
Jamie good. Got COVID. So we're sending her some love and blessings.
So, it's nice to be away from them, but, you know, like whenever you go away for a vacation, but then you come home and you like look at your house with new eyes.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, there's a crack in the ceiling. And oh, there's this, like you kind of see. So that's I had frustration with my work. And, you know, I was doing my best to like, you know, protect myself from their stuff. But since I'm away from them and I only see them from the outside, it's like really exposing. It's like exposing all the cracks on my coworkers and all the things that, you know, like I they're not easy fixes. Like I can't call a plumber to come in and fix like this guy or anything like that. And so it's kind of made me do the whole, like, you know, is this the right place for me? You know, kind of questioning and not in a urgent, like, you know, it's just kind of like that questioning, like, you know, this I am doing a good job there and I am shining my light, but it does just bring some extra, you know, attention to that I may be the round peg in the square hole at that organization. So that's just kind of how I'm feeling, because I'm feeling very disconnected, and rightfully so that I'm disconnected from them, but I do feel like this is serving that purpose to let me know that, you know, that's where I am.
Well, that's one way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is you are a disruptor, and you are, you're a Martian, you're a disruptor, and your career is part of that combination for you. And so where you may not feel like you fit in that organization, you've really never fit them, but you've come in to disrupt, because that's an organization that needs a heck of a lot of disruption in order to shake it up and change. And it's not so satisfying for you on a lot of levels, because anytime you're working with a big organization and Rebecca, you teach it's private, but you teach in the school system. Mensima, you work in the higher education. April, you've got companies, corporations. When you have big bodies and organizations of people, they change very slowly, especially when you're not the leader of it. So like April, you being the leader, you get a little bit more control there, but they change very slowly, because they're always going to, the lowest common denominator of who's willing to change is going to always, you know, that's part of the equation. So it's not so satisfying. Like, I can change my business in a minute. I can do it differently. I've done it over the years many, many times. It's malleable. It's not, these organizations aren't so malleable. But at the same time, you've all been called into them at some level if you think about it, you're all disruptors in some way or another. I mean, Mensima, you're a major disruptor, and Rebecca, I mean, you're walking this whole other path, you've disrupted the whole, writing and that whole thing within, in April, you want to do it a whole different way, and you're working on it, and which is really great, which is very much, much more of a feminine way and more progressive way of leadership and doing business. So, got to have a little patience. And it's interesting though, Jamie, where you are kind of in a way at the end of your journey, like you really can retire from the Army in a couple of years. And I think sometimes that's the hardest time to stick with it. And you made a decision, about 2 years ago, that you were gonna, okay, I'm gonna stick it out here. I put a lot in, and I can get a lot back from this to take me on my next phase. But sometimes that's the hardest time to stay in it, it is. So for you, it's always gonna be about, I think you get this really loud, I think we all do in our own way, so this applies to everybody, but you can't look for the recognition on the outside. And you've been shown that again and again. And what that does is help build your personal empowerment. It doesn't really, you know what you're about, and you're here to, it's third chakra. You're here to will your world instead of having the world will you, or you're in reaction to. And of course you're going to get caught. And of course it's disappointing. And thank God you've got this circle and others to, that reinforce, who you truly are. Because this has all also been a great learning for you, but you are definitely, think of yourself as a disruptor, and you're supposed to go in there and rattle the cage.
Thank you. That makes sense. And I'm glad that I have people that, listen, it makes it a lot easier, because whenever I say, oh my gosh, like Mercury's in retrograde or something, people are like, what's that mean? And I'm like, oh, the computers are just going to go bad. And people are like, thanks for letting us know. So this is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? Whenever we're on the leading edge, it can be lonely. That's why we're better together. We just are. We're never meant to do it alone. And especially the feminine, we don't work well alone, And I think that's one of the things that I can see, that each one of you and everyone in this group, whether Julie was here, Anne, or everybody, has the ability to really lead from community, lead from a real feminine place, take the lead when they're supposed to, but not have to have it be all about me. And there is a lot of, and I will say this, there is on recording, there is a lot of women that haven't done the work to move more into their empowered divine feminine self. So there's a lot of sister wounding and a lot of competition between women. And so that keeps them from being able to create together. And And like a flock of geese, you know, with geese, I just love geese. In fact, they've been flying over quite a bit lately. But the one who's honking, the one who's flying out in front of the V is breaking the wind. And the ones that are honking are encouraging that goose along. They're a very community animal. And they other geese with their pineal glands, they can sense when the goose in front is getting tired, and that one will fall off and the next one will come and take the lead. They always go together and they never leave a goose down. Well, a goose goes down for any reason, there's another goose that's going to stay with it until it's better, till it dies, till whatever. And in some way, they can still communicate with the flock, and the flock will wait at some level. It's a beautiful example of community. But there's been so much competition within women and community that it's you know, each one of you is forging a new way just by the example that you're setting. And I guarantee you all have experienced on the feminine side being, you know, whether it's in your own family or organization or whatever, that you're considered a threat in some way because somebody else wants to be in that polarity of I have the power and I don't want you to have it, instead of we're better together. I'll get off my soapbox now. Okay. So anybody have anything to add to the conversation before we have a couple minutes before we hop off? Anything I've said that's...
Well, guess where I'm disrupting now? At church.
Good girl. it's very, I find it very fun to help to wake people up. And it's, you know... Where it's not solicited, you know, there's places it's not appropriate. There's organizations that are going to stay stuck. But if we are part of something, then we're, you know, we're part and we have a part to play in it. We're part of it. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to disrupt and not, you know, and meet people where they're at and help to move them along.
Well, it's gentle and you know, calmly done, nothing, you know, but I told my pastor the other day that, you know, I think having people come to church every Sunday and just sing a few hymns and preach a sermon and they go home is a waste of time. I mean, you know.
Excuse me, what you do here is just a waste of time. Okay.
I mean, it is. I mean,
I'm with you.
I mean, it is. You know, you have people come in and you see people still suffering, right, at some level. They don't get any relief, but they come there for some relief, right?
Right.
So we have to offer some programs that will help them.
Exactly.
And you know, it's like we come in and I, you know, there was a time I was driving, I just drove back home and I told her I didn't feel like coming to sit in there because there was nothing. And when I walk out, there's nothing that I walk out.
Yeah.
No, and if I feel that way, you know, the people who come there seeking relief are leaving more devastated because we're not giving them the tools they need to heal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, so maybe it's one thing at a time. Maybe it's like, okay, the pastor allows you or someone else to lead a short meditation as part of the, you know, to that plays in and works with the theme and, you know, and then there's after programs or whatever. But, you know, and I think that was like, well, that's a whole other discussion. I'm not going to open.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have to remember that the essence of what religion was set up for was to put a person between the people and God, and that there is, and so that's a very different place, a very different place than, okay, let me help facilitate your connection with God. Let me help facilitate and help you to connect to the divine, which would be tools, right? Connect to yourself, right. Connect with the divine, as opposed to you need me to tell you how it is, and I'm the conduit in between. But that was just a way to try to take power away. And there's some religions that have shifted that some, but there's a lot that haven't, you know?
Yeah. Well, she listened, which
That's
is good.
Good. That's good.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you could just call her on Saturday night. Say, are you going to offer them anything that's going to be useful, or shall I stay home tomorrow? You know, no, I'm not kidding.
we are Actually, we're talking about doing some specific things.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
And design some activities for other people.
Beautiful.
And I'll be speaking more. So, for as long as she would entertain my approach, she's very comfortable with that. I think that's why we're talking. So,
beautiful. Well, that's, and you know, so that's great. So you're making a difference.
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Great, great call. Great to connect with all of you. I'll be doing your update. And then of course, if you have questions, and we will be together again in another couple weeks, and then another couple weeks, and in between, and I may call something in before that. And I may do a healing circle for probably not this eclipse, because I don't have my act together. Maybe the next eclipse. Anyway, so.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.